Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Er is een nieuwe stof in de maak die voor wetsuits, die pakken die je draagt bij het surfen als het koud is, veel moeilijker maakt voor de witte haaien om daadwerkelijk een hapje van je te nemen als je elkaar op het ruime sop tegenkomt. Die stof is getest door wetenschapper en marinebioloog Charlie Huveneens aan de Universiteit van Flinders in Zuid-Australië. Een Nederlandse naam, maar spreekt hij ook Nederlands?
Not really. I haven't spoken any Dutch for about 18 years, and even when I left Belgium, my Dutch wasn't that great. I'm from the French side.
Are you from the French side? So there was no hope that we could ever do an interview with you in Flemish or Dutch?
Maybe when I finished high school, that's probably when my Dutch was at its best.
What is it exactly that you do? Because you're not a fashion designer, you're not a fabric designer.
No, I'm actually a marine biologist.
And how does a marine biologist get involved with developing a fabric that could possibly withstand the bite of a white shark?
So we actually didn't develop the fabric. We were just asked to test the fabric. So I was approached by a couple of manufacturers that asked me that developed what they believed was some material that could withstand shark bites, and because I'm a shark ecologist, they asked me whether I would have the opportunity to be testing their fabric, and I was able to do so.
And how did you do that? Did you have some real life sharks, or did you have a machine that pretended to be a shark?
We actually did both. We first tested the fabric in the lab, where we first measured the force required to pierce or puncture the material, and then compare the force required for the new fabric as well as a standard neoprene. We also did some tests in terms of the cutting resistance of the fabric, and again compare the new one to standard neoprene to see if the new fabric could withstand abrasion or cutting more so than normal neoprene. We then went into the field where we made some sharks bite the different fabric and normal neoprene and compared the amount of damage between the different fabrics to see if the new one could actually reduce injuries.
Okay, so two questions. Was there any difference between the machine testing and the real-life shark testing as far as punctures are concerned?
Well, I guess there were two different tests. Both of these tests show that the new fabric was capable of resisting white shark bites. Obviously, they're not foolproof, so we still had some punctures in the fabric, but the punctures were smaller and also did not penetrate straight through as much as in the standard neoprene. So both methods suggest that this new fabric could indeed reduce the severity of a shark bite.
And how do you get a white shark to bite in a piece of cloth?
Yeah, you're right. It actually can be quite tricky. And sharks wouldn't naturally just start biting neoprene for no reason. So we had to entice the sharks with a small
treat
that we just put underneath the neoprene to get it to bite the neoprene.
And what was the treat that you put in there?
It was just normal tuna, so just a small piece of tuna. Which is part of the natural diet of white sharks.
Okay. I envisioned like a whole chicken up a leg of a wetsuit, but no.
No, nothing like that. We're actually not allowed to use non-fish product to do any of that kind of work. So it was all pure fish product, and it was a tuna.
Okay. All right. So this new fabric can withstand some force from white shark bites.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be widely applied, do you think, in the surfing world? Because not everybody that gets bitten by a white shark will have a wetsuit on in the first place. And would there be a market that people think, yep, I'm going to surf away in my wetsuit and I'm going to get an anti-shark one?
Well, I guess that's more of a question for the manufacturers. But
yeah.
Actually, a lot of surfers use wetsuits, or maybe not in Bali or on the Gold Coast, but even there in winter, or you know, in New South Wales, in Victoria, in South Australia, in Western Australia, all these places actually do use this wetsuit. So, you know, there is potential for that wetsuit to be helping.
Excellent. So did you think it was a nice little test to do, a bit out of the ordinary of your normal work?
Well, my lab actually does a lot of work on shark bite mitigation measures. We've tested personal shark deterrents before, and we've now tested this fabric. So it is actually in line with a lot of the testing that we're doing. So it might seem different for most people, but this is actually quite normal for me.
You said shark deterrent. What is that?
So there's a range of different personal deterrents that are already commercially available, but not many of them has had any scientific independent testing undertaken to validate some of the claims made by manufacturers. So I've had the opportunity to test several of these deterrents. We've tested deterrents that uses electric fields to repel sharks. Some deterrents use magnets to repel sharks. And we're able to look at the efficacy of these different deterrents. And what we found is that some deterrents actually do not seem to be changing the behavior of the sharks very much, but others can actually be quite efficient and can actually reduce the probability of a shark bite by about 60%.
And which one would that be?
It was one of the electric deterrents. So far we found that the electric field-based deterrents are the most efficient. So it can basically overwhelm one of the sensory organs of sharks to the point that they feel really uncomfortable and that they do not approach the bait or the intended prey as close, and they're basically more likely to abort their approach and not bite.
So together with that device and the wetsuit, one should be okay in the water?
Well, nothing is ever going to be 100% foolproof, but you're right. Is the combination of these different mitigation measures is what people should be looking at, and now they at least have the right information to make decisions about whether they want to go ahead and use those deterrents or not, but at least they have the information to know whether they are efficient or not and what it can and cannot do.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.